Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Friday at 1 o'clock means time to ask B. Mitch anything. Phone lines are lit up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That is B. Mitch singing in the background. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. They're full. Let's start with Tyler in Mechanicsville. Tyler, ask B. Mitch anything, dude.
What's up, B. Mitch and Finley? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. B. Mitch, what is your hot toddy recipe?
Hot toddy. Well, I'm going to tell you the one I take two shots of bourbon, 2 cups of water, take a lemon juice, squeeze the lemon juice in, the whole thing. I'll take me 2 peppermints, put them in there, and a little honey. Boil
like peppermints? You're talking actual like?
Actual peppermint, okay. Yeah. Boil it and drink it warm. Just like a tea.
I'll take the over on 2 shots of bourbon.
Man, you just need 2 shots of bourbon in it. Really, it's just for one, but I'm going to want a second one, so I just do both of them at one time.
I imagine it's a generous pour.
Well, all my shots are different than most people. Yeah.
Let's go to...
But you drink it warm, and I think that's where it gets everything, and the little menthol from the peppermint, that helps you out.
I like it. Let's go to Luis in D.C. Luis, what up, man?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
B. Mitch, quick, well, I guess it could be a longer question, but what makes a good special teams coach? And are special teams coaches kind of unique? Like, are you always going to be a special team coach? Is that ever a path to being a head coach?
Well, I think the last guy, Judge, I think that's the name, Judge, they got the job in New York. He was a special teams coordinator. But yeah, I think they're, what makes a good one, they have to understand the whole concept of the game. You know, you're not just coaching like offense. You're coaching field goal block, punt team, punt block, kickoff, all those different things. And you need to understand that certain guys you can't use on the team. You know what I mean? But I think the ultimate thing about those special teams coaches, all of them that I dealt with, they had a better understanding of the whole game of football than even the head coaches did. Now, John Harbaugh, when he was a special teams coach, he's a head coach. He was a special teams coach at first. He was unbelievably smart. Pete Rodriguez, you know, Wayne Sevier. I think those guys know more about the players than the actual head coach does. And I've noticed on every team I've been on, the head coach is very, very close to the special teams coach.
Well, and think about this. The head coach usually is locked in on
whatever side of the ball he coaches.
Whatever side of the ball he coaches, and kind of the star players, like the big players. Special teams coach generally is working with 30 different players.
He works with everybody
daily.
Except the starting quarterback.
Right.
Daily.
I mean.
Because the backups are holding. You know what I mean? Backup quarterbacks hold. All players basically do some phase of it. If you're a starter, you're probably lower on the totem pole in special teams. But then there are some guys that are really guys that go out and produce a lot for offense or defense, but they're on special teams as well. But I think, you know, that guy, and he has to be a person who is very, very concentrated, who can concentrate and be dedicated to it. Because during the football game, special teams player can't take his mind off the field too much. Not a special team coach, I mean.
Let's keep the phone calls going. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Phone number, 800-636-1067. My guy Smitty is in Laurel.
Smitty, what's up, brother?
What's going on, brother? How you doing? It's fine. Beautiful Friday.
Oh, yeah. Doing good, man.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Good, good. The Commanders. I love you've been asked this before, but what's the number one priorities this offseason to get this team improved for 2023?
Well, after they get an ownership, when they get ownership change, when they finalize all that stuff, then you have to, I think you have to go, and I know many people say quarterback, but I really believe general manager to begin to lead this thing and get it in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Brother Mitchell, and I'll be calling you again soon.
All right, brother.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
That is our guy, Smitty. You know who's consistent?
Who?
Smitty.
Yeah.
Calls in every Friday with a question.
Quick question, and he's out.
And he's like a lunch pail guy. You can count on Smitty.
Yeah. Smitty is how you want all the fast food places to be.
Yeah. Consistent and efficient. I don't think I'm asking for a lot.
I want a 4-piece. Hold on. No. My daughter. I want to be outside in 30 minutes, 30
landfill,
seconds.
Landfill, is it odd? I have a question for Landfill on Ask B. Mitch Anything. Is B. Mitch more agitated at my rain takes or my Popeye's take?
I'm just agitated in the fact because I know how you are. And I know many people that listen don't know exactly how you are. You can walk into Popeye's and you can be in your car in
B
4 minutes.
Hot about this Popeye's.
No, because I hang with you. JP could be in Popeye's, get in his car in 4 minutes. He will complain about how long it is.
What? It doesn't matter that so many other people agree with me.
No, but it don't matter that you're...
There's no set time I believe it should be.
I think it's just that
it usually takes more time than I think it should.
Okay, but like I'm saying, I asked you a question. I asked Jeff a question. Jeff was saying 5 to 10 minutes, whatever it was. He bought 2 boxes of chicken while other people are in there, and I'm wondering.
But he also said it took longer than he thinks it should have.
But that's the thing about it. How you Landfill's all know how long
lose
it...
his mind if we keep arguing about Popeye's.
Hey, who cares? We're going to get to the bottom of this. Go on to the next question.
Andy is in Sterling. Andy, what's up, dude?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, bro?
B-Mitch, I've always contended that the best defensive coordinator the Redskins ever had was Richie Pettibone. I thought he did the most with the talent he had. Granted, he had a couple good defensive ends, a couple good linebackers, but I always thought he was the best at innovation and making changes at halftime. I think you played for Pettibone.
Yep.
What do you think of that, and what did you think of him as a head coach?
I think you're 100% right. Richie was kind of like a Bill Belichick in a sense where Richie did not care about being stuck to a certain game plan. He adjusted his game plan to the team he was playing, and he exploited their weaknesses. I think as an offense, we felt that we never faced anybody that was tougher because he had disguises and designs and blitzes that we never could pick up. But as a head coach, Richie did not want to deal with nothing outside of coaching football. You know, Richie didn't want to talk to the people. He didn't want to do all that politicking and, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. It was all about football with Rich.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, man. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
Oh! B. Mitch's FedEx guy that always says hello to you is on the phone to ask you
my
a question.
My dude, I talked to his son. I don't know what's going
on. Dude, forgive me, I don't know your name, but hello, Mr. FedEx.
Hey, I'm B. Mitch's FedEx man. I go to that Popeye's almost 3 times a week, and I never have to wait in line.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't understand this Tinleytown crap.
B. Mitch, you know where the first Popeye's ever from?
Louisiana.
St. Bernard, Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, where you're from.
So we got the crabs and the Popeye's.
There you go. Let JP know about that,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, buddy. Goodbye. Andre is in Silver Spring. Andre, ask B. Mitch anything. Please, God, don't make it be about Popeye's.
No, I'm with JP on this one because I go to that I don't go to Tinleytown no more. But Tinleytown takes forever, man. You got to fill out a lead slip or you're going to lose your job. Down in Virginia, it's fast. Daily Circle is ridiculous.
All right. So basically what we just found out is that you chose to go to the worst Popeyes in history.
All I'm saying is the Popeyes I go to takes forever. I don't mean to offend you with that, but well, enough people. Danny Ruye said the same thing. That
so in other words, stop going to that damn Popeyes.
There's no other Popeyes close to me. I don't know your name, sir or ma'am, from Fayetteville, North Carolina. How
Fayetteville.
Hey, what's going on? It's Earl, man.
What's up,
Earl?
Hey, Earl,
how you guys
what's up,
doing?
Buddy?
All right. This is for B. Mitch, obviously. I want you to put your GM hat on, B. Mitch.
All right.
Now, and I'm your underlink. I just come to you with a proposal as far as a budget for the 2023 season. And I just want you to hear me out.
All right.
It's two major proposals.
Go ahead.
Did he cut one, out? One, is he
one,
building
one
the
is,
suspense?
One is, I'm sorry. One is we want to do some major cuts. First, we want to start with Leno. We want to cut Leno because that'll be he's a $12 million cap hit. And also, he's only a $4.5 million hit. And then we could do Norwell. We can do Wentz. We can actually restructure actual Kendall Fuller's deal to lower the cap hit and also release Ruye as well. These are small dead cap hits. That's one. And then number two is in regards to the draft. If I come to you and I say, hey, I've done a lot of film work on these guys, and I think we should go with the guy from Ohio State, the left tackle, Paris Johnson. Or we can go with the guy from Oregon. He's a long corner, but I think it would be beneficial for us to go with the left tackle because the DBs that come into the league, it takes them a while to, recognize routes and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think the guy from Ohio State is plug and play. He's a 10-year starter. Would you agree with my proposal?
I would go right along with you. I don't have a problem with nothing that you just said.
Thanks for the
call. And I'll definitely go to offensive lineman right now because that's what they need. I think another defensive back could be something that they could bring in and be an extra. But you need a left tackle that's going to be there for a while. I think Leno is a nice guy. He's done a lot of good stuff off the field and things of that nature. But I think as that season went on, we saw his limitations.
Our guy Rick is on the route. Rick, ask B. Mitch anything, buddy.
B. Mitch, JP, what's going on, my guys?
We're good, brother. What's happening with you?
Good, thanks. Really quick, hey JP, cook your salmon how you want and enjoy yourself a nice, good tequila with pineapple. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Not a tequila guy, man.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
But, B. Mitch, my question for you is not a conspiracy theorist guy, but do you think the NFL and refs do certain things for storyline? That's my question. Thanks, guys.
I don't think they do.
A little conspiracy theory.
I just think I just think being natural human beings, we always do something that's a little awkward, and we got free-thinking people that are going to think that somebody did it on purpose, and then those others that's going to just call out everything that they see. I don't think they sit down and plan storylines. Because I think the thing about it is you got the players out there. So when people tell me about games are set up, this, that, and the other. That's players. I mean, it's coaches, refs, and things like that. The players aren't buying into it, so how the hell that works? When the majority of the people in the movie don't know about what you're doing.
And the money the players make is so significant that it's hard to think, with the amount of gambling regulations going on in the world, mm-hmm. that there could be enough money that matters to a player to impact a game. Now, refs is a little different because they don't make the same money.
Yeah. No, but it's like the conspiracy aspect. And like when people come to me like, oh, man, you saw that. Man, I told you the NFL is rigged. How many players you would have to get to make sure a certain play go how you want it to go? I guess now there are some people thinking that the kicker.
I mean, that did go under.
Yeah, but still.
One of those extra points goes in.
I promise you, that dude, all we have to do is put a heart monitor on him. And I promise you, we would have found out that day he wasn't trying to do what he was doing.
I don't believe it. He absolutely was.
Landfill,
I
don't buy it.
If he made one of those four extra points, the game goes over. One.
Generally,
I don't think he knew what the over or under was.
The over.
So he's the kicker.
I bet it was like 70-30 over to under.
If he had missed just the last one and made it go under, I understand.
And
he missed the first one early on.
Right. But he knew.
What if Jerry had 2.5 mil on the under and he said, Brett, son, make sure that thing stays under.
Brett,
where the hell's Jerry, by the way?
Jerry don't even talk to that dude.
Probably not.
He's not big enough.
He might not know his name.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories ever is when Jay Gruden finally realized what Tressway's actual name was, and he had just been calling him Tress West for a while. Tress West. And he went up to him.
The more those stories you hear, you know a lot of people.
He went up to him. He said, Tress, what's your name? They just asked me about it, and I don't know. He said, Tress Way. He said, your name is Tress Way? If you're ever hanging with Jay, get him to tell you that story. Here's what I'll say about the conspiracy stuff. I don't think there's any sort of conspiratorial behavior in games. But, like, I don't think it was an accident that the NFL had Deshaun Watson's first game back in Houston.
No, that stuff right
there. Stuff like that.
That's,
I think,
making them
they
money.
They try to stir the pot.
That's making them money and make something big. But, dude, you should be amazed at some of the stuff I hear on a regular basis. And they ask the question. I just look at them. I don't answer most times. I look at them like, are you out your damn mind or something? And then they will argue me, you know it, you know it, you played. That's why I'm telling you it's not, because nobody ever came to me to say anything or do anything.
Ahmet just texted me, said that he took the under in that Cowboys-Bucks game, and he claims that he did not pay Brett Maher. If there's one dude out there.
Ahmet don't know Brett Maher.
Wasn't he here, though, at one point, Maher?
I played golf with him. He was here for...
Can he split the fairway?
JP was the go-between.
Yo.
Yeah, that's what I believe, since y'all want to go with your little conspiracies.
Ornery Brian today. No conspiracies, no rain, no Popeyes. When we come back, we're going to
ask a lot of conspiracies.
We're going to ask Jimmy Patsos what he thinks of Popeyes, Maryland basketball, and the Washington
Wizards. That's the greatest chicken in the world.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.